This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. My name is Craig Goldberg. Tuesday night, 9:30 p.m. Happy Thanksgiving week. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Dirty American Thanksgiving.
No.
You guys give each other guns and deep-fried Twinkies and stuff?
In that order. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. We hope you're having a wonderful week. We hope you're not having to work too hard this week. Hope you're enjoying whatever people enjoy in Thanksgiving. Good food, family, parades, toys. Yeah.
Movie marathons.
Yeah, movie marathons, giant balloons of Kermit the Frog.
Oh. The Bears, football.
The Bears.
As a big football head over here.
A football head, a foothead. Welcome to the show, everybody. We have some fun planned tonight. Now, listen, you may have seen the headline that said we're doing a Thanksgiving roast. We planned this like 2 hours ago, so don't expect more than we can deliver. But I think it's going to be fun because we got – it's kind of like Festivus, the – what do they call that in Festivus?
The airing of the grievances.
The airing of the grievances.
Got a lot of problems.
Got a lot of problems with you people.
Yeah, one of us are going to challenge the other one to a fight.
It's going to be great. No, there's not going to be
a fight. Yeah, we're going to do a Thanksgiving family fight.
Can't wait. Let's go ahead and introduce our co-hosts all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia. Ryan Dole, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, I'm doing okay. I shouldn't say I'm doing great. Doing okay.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
First grievance. Right off the bat.
Starting early.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man, we're airing early.
You know what really just grinds my fucking gears?
What's that?
People posting like they own a full, complete collection of Ecto Glows. And then they get all this fucking praise on. Oh, the great set, dude. Oh, that's so fucking rad. And I'm just like, fucking poser. You don't even own, you own like, what, two of those?
Listen.
Like, no. Give me a break.
You're
singling Craig out here, right?
He is. Ryan is
Yeah, except what? He said Craig owns two.
I don't. I sold those two. Listen.
Boom.
Who's
the loser now?
What I love about Ryan is the best part about having Ryan being part of your brand. No, not even Ryan. Dole. Having Dole as part of your brand means that he'll willingly call you out on social media. And he doesn't even kayfabe it. He's like, no, fuck you. You're a poser. And I respect you for that. So thank you.
Yeah, well, I like that about you too, Ryan.
I got to keep you grounded.
Well,
I see all this praise that you're getting for this awesome collection. I'm like, that's not yours. Well,
Craig's not getting the praise. The YHS Instagram is getting the praise.
Stolen praise.
Guess what? Still a poser.
Stolen praise.
None of you.
No, Craig. Yeah, but Ryan, listen, you're technically part of the YHS community. So those four, when we post a picture like that, that represents you.
Did you
that
just
might be Craig's old toys? But that represents you.
Look at your Ryan, look at your contract.
Hold
okay?
on. Davey Sockcracker says it's like when TikTokers take selfies and fake private jets.
Yes, it is.
It's
yes, 100%. We're going to IKEA.
They don't represent me unless those hotels are on card. They got to be on card to represent me.
Hey, Abby said
they're more rare off card.
It's stolen praise is what she called it, which I thought was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. But it's a picture that you took of your
I took the picture. Listen.
It's not like you. Hey, it's not. Hold on. It's not the thing that all these other fucking Ghostbuster sites do where they steal somebody else's picture and news article and post it as their own.
Yeah.
We took that picture. Those toys used to belong to YHS. They might not be in the hands anymore.
Can we call up the news source that's doing that?
We haven't even gotten the poll.
Like, are we going to get going?
We're
like,
not going to
do it. I'll do
Ryan,
it.
Ryan, you've already given them too much credit by calling them a news source.
Okay,
so
listen.
Chill.
Tonight, the whole thing's going to be a roast. We're not going to have now time for a special roasting segment. It's just
no. We're all roasting each other all night.
All
fuck
night.
You.
Should we at least have something like the talking stick, like the Festivus pole that we pass to each other? So
hey, I will say this. I did.
I regret not having a pole right now.
I wrote. actual roast jokes that I will be reading tonight. These are original jokes. Yeah. That I collaborated with Abigail on a few of those.
Co-wrote.
So I'm excited about that. And yeah, I'm going to rebuild my Ecto Glow collection. We know, Ryan. We know you have them. You're elite.
They're beautiful. Do you want me to go get them?
No, it's okay. I know it. I've seen them.
You've seen them? Have you?
They can't do what we do.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig, we should have. I went and watched that video of Kylo Ren telling that guy, fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
I love Did you that watch video.
It? We should have just cut that little clip of him going, fuck you. And just put it. Every time we air a grievance tonight, I love that to him just going, fuck you. I don't know.
I also love referring to him.
Was this
just
Park Kylo Ren or was this Adam Driver Kylo Ren?
No, Adam Driver. Adam Driver was doing.
That's cool.
He was doing press for Ferrari movie, and somebody was like, "Hey, this movie looks cheesy to me. What do you think of that?" And he goes, "Fuck you. I don't know. Next question."
Hold on. Yeah. It's so good.
I love that you thought it might have been like the Park Kylo Ren.
Well, in a given situation, you could get pushed.
Like the animatronic Kylo Ren that doesn't work on Rise of the Resistance.
The one that only shows you his back.
What girl?
By the way, we're going to be saying hi to the chat here in just a couple minutes. We appreciate everybody tuning in on a holiday week. Abigail, how are you?
I'm great. I'm recovering from my birthday, which doesn't take much recovery, honestly. I took a bunch of time off and I've really been enjoying and relishing in my friends and my hobbies and toys. And I'm excited to talk about it. And I'm happy to be here tonight with all of you. And I appreciate the chat. See lots of people I love out there. So
check this out. Matt Bush, he's been a member of the channel for 15 months. We appreciate that.
Hang on. I'm not done with Abby yet.
Hey, Abby. Well, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, time off.
Done with me, yeah?
How's that calico corner coming along?
Well, as you can see behind me, it's starting to take place a little bit.
See it? Yeah.
You have a lot of unopened calico critters back
there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There.
It's all.
Are you a mint in box calico critter collector?
Quarter? Yes.
Quarter?
Well,
you know, you're going to have more space for more calico critters if you take them out of the box.
Yeah, that's the plan. But
yeah,
I also
same with Ecto Glows.
Well, do you really want to know what I want to do? I want to get rid of this shelf behind me, and then I want something much more organic and almost like natural to have some grass on it.
We're going to put a hill in there.
Yeah, like I want like a wooden
waterfall
shelving or something that looks like it was handcrafted. And
okay, let's tear down those like Ghostbusters prints behind there too. Uh-huh. Let's build a waterfall.
I'm waiting on is really to build a small waterfall in my house.
Yeah, well, don't go chasing those. Hey guys, we got a lot
fountain.
To do.
We'll all do right, it like on. A fountain. Oh my god, Abby.
Yeah.
Guys,
like get a fondue.
I want to highlight all these people who've been members for so long. Stephen Lawrence, Davey Sockrocker, Chad Stewart, Johnny Cock Flash, and we did mention Jason Gerhosky. We appreciate everybody being part of the channel. Also, we have Patreon. If you are going to be part of the Patreon, you're going to get bonus episodes, including Extreme Toy Anxiety, which we're going to do tonight after the show. Super excited about that. We'll talk more about that later. Wait. What I can't now everybody
now this is like an Ecto Glow
Taylor competition. Everyone's competing for how long they've been a member.
Ryan set the tone.
Okay,
that's right.
Abigail, how are you?
I'm great. We just did this, so
right.
I'm still great.
All right, well, let's say hi.
Hey, I've got a ton of stuff to show off, and I mean, I've already made posts on my social media if you follow me. But thank you so much to everybody who reached out and said happy birthday to me or whatever. Like it's really nice to get another year behind me and still be on this earth and have a lot of people that I love. So, and most of them are in this chat and like right around me now. So thank you.
Cool. Jacob, we hung out this weekend. We celebrated Abby's birthday. Also, we went to Retro Toy Con in Greenville, South Carolina, lots of people came up to celebrate Jacob's birthday. It was a little overwhelming.
Yeah, I was a little annoyed.
Yeah, there were a lot of happy birthday Jacobs. And I do want to shout out really quick Skylar Davis for running into us, giving me and Abby a birthday card, and losing lottery ticket. And he even had a Diet Coke for Craig. And he was just cool to talk to and hang out with. And
Skylar's great.
This was nice. Yeah,
extremely thoughtful.
Hold on.
But we also discussed.
Very cool. Yeah.
What if you give someone a winning ticket?
Yeah, you can't give somebody.
You make somebody else a millionaire.
It's a cardinal sin to give somebody a scratch off ticket for their birthday because you could be really signing up for a because let's face it, if I want a million, if Skylar Davis gave me a scratch off ticket, and I won $1 million, I'd probably give him like I'd add up the total of his Patreon money for the like last year, and I'd give him that back. But here's $55. Thank you.
For however many months you've been a patron.
It's a gift. Well, it's a gift. Didn't he gave anything. You the gift. He doesn't get any money. He gave you the gift. He knew, you know, he knew what could happen.
Yep.
I don't owe him anything at that point. He gave me a birthday present. If I win, I win. Thank you. That's what you get. You get a thank you. So
he did bring me a Coke Zero and a Nestle Crunch bar. He's a great guy. And listen, we ran into a lot of people. There's one person I wanted to specifically shout out, but I don't know his name, but he was a dealer there. He had a great booth, lots of vintage Star Wars, vintage Joes. He sold a Yak Face, made like $700 off that. Great
was
for
it
him.
From you?
No, I didn't buy it, you but he had already – I do need it. But he had already sold it. But what I'm saying is he said that he's like a silent listener.
Mm-hmm.
He watches Toy Anxiety, YHS, Monster Island, but he's never in the chat. He's kind of, you know what?
I think he said he listens on his way to work or something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
I had someone else come up and say the same thing, which I have a special place for those folks. If you want to continue,
super nice guy. So shout out to you, and we're happy to meet you. Mm-hmm. There, Jonathan Nichols. We met him. He says he enjoyed meeting Jake, Abby, and Craig at RetroCon. Thanks for being cool and making awesome content. You are welcome.
Thank you.
Everybody was super nice. I kind of like got a behind the scenes view of what Jacob's life is like, having my own birthday and having people come up and say happy birthday to me. I was like, this is just a fun thing. This is like a fun gag because it always makes you feel good. It made me feel appreciated.
It's a gag?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to break kayfabe. It's not. It's every day is Jacob's birthday.
Oh, look, Kyle from Super Sevens in the chat. I've been waiting all week to ask you. You dropped a hint about a pizza face figure.
Hey, don't bury the lead, you piece of shit. Listen to this comment for anyone who missed it. God damn it, Craig, you piece of shit.
Okay. Oh, we're starting off roasting like already?
He's we roasting are. Me. Okay.
So first off, Craig ruined everything. So we got the whole setup was someone left a comment, which is a fair comment. I'm just going to leave it at that. Just saying, I don't know who these people are, but I know they ain't for me. When you have somebody on that works at a toy company, you should be asking hard-hitting questions. Right? And I was like, okay, well, that's fair. That's totally fair. There's like, you know, hey, God. And then so there's people are just kind of like either agreeing or disagreeing or whatever.
Sure, some banter in the chat.
But then this person makes a comment as to why it's not for him. And it's the most Toy Anxiety thing. Like, this guy, at this point, I was like, what do you mean it's not for me? You completely understand the show. Like, this is 100% a Toy Anxiety thing. The comment goes like this. I get the fun aspect of it. But Kyle literally hinted that Pizza Face might be coming. Side note, no, he did not. And Craig just kept on with his joke. And no one batted an eye. And then they moved on. I could tell Kyle was trying to drop that hint. I'm not looking for hard-hitting interviews. I like fun, but there's missed opportunities here. Just not for me, which is fine.
Well,
and that line of Craig just kept on with his joke and no one batted an eye, then they moved on, had me laughing for like the longest time because I
like,
was
of course he did.
Of giving
course.
This guy a
yeah,
voice.
I have no idea.
No, why we're not. I didn't give him his name. I didn't give him. I didn't shout. The guy's not getting a shout out.
Dude, he's getting stronger because you're talking about him right now.
Good, because I hope he leaves more comments talking about how Craig kept
hey,
on with his
listen,
joke.
My joke
no
is
one
much.
I.
if Super Seven collectors,
hey,
don't
people
get
will be saying that a lot tonight.
Listen, if Super Seven collectors don't get every turtle figure that they want, it's not my problem. I have a fun joke to tell.
Well, hey, guess what? We're not going to get them. We're not going to get Pizza Face anyway if y'all don't start praying.
Okay, we're not going back down that road.
Well, good Lord. Good Lord.
I'm praying for Pizza
Kyle Face. Is our friend, and we enjoyed talking to him on a friendly level while he was on our show.
He just said hashtag Pizza Face confirmed.
And there you go.
Breaking
news.
You got what you wanted. Happy
got Thanksgiving. Got your scoops. Now let's just talk about dumb shit.
Okay, let's talk to the chat. Let's say hi to everybody. Brick Something is here. Thanos Copter, Davey Sockrocker, Kyle is in the house. By the way, the only reason I never say Kyle's last name is because I have no idea how to pronounce it. So if somebody can give
Wadiga.
Me
he's related Wadiga? To Checker from NECA.
What?
Wadiga, right?
Is it? Well, I need like a phonetic syllable kind of breakdown. If someone can just provide that in the chat. Nolan is here. Video Power Gaming eBay store. Adam Taylor, Fincher Technologies.
Finchers.
The Finchers are here. Derek Hoover, Soulcraft, Tony Taponi, Daniel Quay, Justin Torres, James Vinipol, Allison Troy, Mike Davis, Matt Bush in the house, Stanley Eberhard, and Jonathan Nichols. We said hi to you earlier. Manic Mike, A Punk with Toys, J-Rod, Andy Silva, and so on and so on. I do want to let everybody know I did return the payment to Magic Mind. We are no longer sponsored by Magic Mind.
Magic Mind?
God.
Why was I drinking it all day?
That's not.
You returned a payment.
They never
like
said.
For us to be like, we've got clarity on everything. Like,
so, it wasn't that much. Hey, they're it wasn't watching. That much.
They're not watching.
No, they're definitely not now. So, guys, should we
good for us
before we get into weekly pickups? Should I do a little roast joke? Should I start us off with a joke and then we'll get into some weekly pickups?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so I tried to write these like roast style, and some of them are fun and innocent. Some of them are a little bit more hard hitting. Okay, here's my first joke. You guys ready?
Yeah.
My first Thanksgiving roast joke. So the controversial selfie series from Hasbro has officially been canceled. Reports from Hasbro noted that sales of the series had dropped so low that internally Hasbro employees had begun referring to the figures as, quote, Mattel creations.
Oof.
Yeah. Hey.
Leave Mattel alone, you jerk.
I'm going after everybody tonight. Oh, man. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right. So there's my first
roast.
Only 19 more to go.
Craig Bruce said his joke and we all moved on.
There you go.
I like this comment from Monsters from Beyond. You were paid for that? I thought it was a natural shout out.
Wow. Interesting. It works.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Let's Let's,
the chat loved your joke, Craig. The chat loved it. They're loving it.
Should I do
hearts
another?
Hearts are going off. Ha ha's.
Should I redeem myself?
LOLs. Yeah.
Sure.
Do one of the ones that I wrote.
I'm just concerned because like that's the one you chose to start with. I'm sure they get so much better.
Yeah.
We're
really
good.
Thankful for all this.
He's rewriting right now. You guys can't tell, but he's got a marker and he's like crossing things out and rewriting right off screen.
You should have just played the clip from the Jefferies of your stand up.
Well, that's pretty good too. All right, guys. Should we get some weekend pickups here? Weekly pickups?
I'm
pretty bummed. I thought that was a pretty decent joke.
It was, but it was okay. I don't know. Maybe we're
all right. Let me do one more. Let me try to redeem myself.
Okay. All right.
Let him try.
More bad news for Funko, with current earnings reports showing its stock price has hit a new 52-week low of $6.78, which is coincidentally the same amount of money in the average Funko Pop collector's savings account.
Okay.
These aren't
to do weekend update. It's not stand up.
These aren't I was about to say these aren't roast style. These are weekend updates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Which is good. Which is what this guy wanted to do, and I was like, no.
It's fine.
Someone's gonna like one of these.
You should read all mine.
You only wrote one joke. All right, let's move
Allison's
on.
Allison's like, Abby, I have a spare room. Yeah, because yeah. Sorry if you can't make me laugh.
Oh, man.
It's deal breaker.
All right. Well, fine. You know what? Oh, hey, you know what my favorite part is? The people who aren't going to understand what's happening tonight. Yeah, they're going to be like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Right. Let's get to some pickups.
You got the pizza face reveal. Why did you talk about anything else? Tippy tap.
Abigail, do you want to start us off for our pickups this week?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do it.
Wow, where to start? I have so many things. Let's see. I'll show off two little guys that match each other. Here we go. The ever popular cartoon you all know and love, Shirt Tales. I literally didn't know that this was this an actual show, Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, so I never tuned into it, but I thought that like the on the nose naming of these figures was incredible because it's like, what do they all have? Shirts and tails.
I think the show only lasted like 1983 and 1984.
Yeah, it seems like a really short-lived thing, and these are like totally shitty packaged, very beat up, but they've got the little vehicles, and this one is Bogey.
That's another 80 staples too. Like there would be like Muppet cars like that and Smurfs.
Right.
Well, the funny thing was that
Panda.
You were at a booth
at, give her a name, but
you were at a booth at the show and you found one and we're like, oh, I've never heard of this before. And then like 10 minutes later, you found another one, like two Shirt Tails.
Yeah, once you're into it, you start noticing it everywhere. So I started a collection of Shirt Tails and I think I like it. I really like them. They're cute. It kind of goes along with my like get along gang. Sylvanian Families and Calico Critters, like animals that are wearing like dress up human clothes that drive vehicles and like live in houses. I am obsessed with that and I have been since I was a kid.
So. Hey, we've got a couple super chats, guys.
Oh, for real.
Let's get in there.
Thank you.
Johnny Cock, thank you so much. This is to give Craig positive reinforcement. Also, happy birthday to the tattooed titan of Tokusatsu, Mr. Jacob Walsh. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, now that Abby's birthday's over.
Get me out of the way.
Yesterday's podcast. Craig, try this. Get What's the deal out. With selfie series? Yeah, sure. I'll that's like a writing prompt.
Hey, here's the thing. There is no deal with selfie series anymore.
It's done.
It's gone.
Yeah, dude. No more spending $80 on an action figure that's supposed to look like you. You can't
What's
do
the it. Secondary market on selfie series?
Who would want to buy somebody else's selfie
series?
Yeah,
that's how my joke was like.
Yeah, well, the thing is. Oh, go ahead, Abby.
Hasbro employees can look forward to action figures of complete strangers in their stockings this year. As like, they have to get rid of them. See? Well, it's not that hard. Well, you have an you start with a premise.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
Well, Ryan, it's probably there. It's a better chance that somebody else's selfie series is going to look more like you than yours does.
Well, they all look like Craig from what I've seen so far.
Well, you got to pick.
You can start Craig Goldberg Army Building.
Somebody has to. Abby, do you want to show something else off or you want to?
Yeah, actually, let me step it up a little bit. Let me like show off. What is?
I don't know how you're gonna do better than Shirt Tails.
Yeah.
Well, I can. Let me tell you what. I'm gonna show you my favorite things that I got at the RetroCon Toy Convention, and I didn't know what they were when I first saw them. But as soon as I saw them, both Jacob and I, at first I looked at Jacob and sort of lay claim upon them and said, "Oh, what do you think those are? Like, what do you think those are from?" And I circled in closer, and then the guy who ran the booth came over and kind of gave me a little backstory on it. And I'll show you guys what they look like first, and then I'll share a little backstory. These are figures. They are display pieces for a shoe company that is Australian called Salamander AG. And these were made in the 60s or 70s. I haven't quite gotten an exact date. However, they're frogs, and that's a salamander. And then this is a frog, and they have really nice little shoes on. Which, like I've been talking, I absolutely love having like animals with like human characteristics. This guy's got like kind of a fun look. He's gonna go out and maybe have a fun night tonight.
You should get him a harness.
That's like what I wait. Give him back to me. Show the backside.
Wearing a hat and a belt. And he's naked. Yeah. Other side. That dude's gonna fuck.
This guy. These are all frogs who fuck.
So these are like these were on display for advertising purposes for the shoe company, but these are big. Vinyl figures.
Mm-hmm. They're basically Sifubi is why I gravitated to them. They're like mm-hmm. heavy duty vinyl toys.
Right. And they do have like posable articulation and all that stuff.
5 points. Look at also, that.
So and they need a bath.
They need a little bath.
They need a bath.
Also, they're not gone through. They were not cheap.
No, this was like a barge for me. It was like $200, $250 for all three of them. So I'm excited.
Just giving out prices now. Cool. Shit.
Nice.
It was my birthday.
Everybody knows as well, the salamander, that black is actually not the color of his like skin. That's a rubber suit to go with his dom.
Skin
his little frog dom. Right? Oh. It's a Subamander.
What? No, they're good.
Okay. What that is.
Those are really cool.
Sub Salamander Sub.
Sub Subamander.
Frog Dom.
Yeah. Yeah, those were really cool. I was glad you picked those up. Jake,
two tops and a bottom.
You guys were both looking at them.
Yeah.
There was some discussion over who was going to lay the claim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was all very serious discussion. I was like, Jacob, because you said the green one you really wanted to give to Jess. You're like, that reminds me of Jess. And I was like, oh, should I, you know, it's my birthday.
Yeah, Jacob was Jake's like, birthday? I really want to give this to my girlfriend. Abby goes, cool, I'm buying it.
But we traded off.
Well,
though,
I was gonna.
Jacob's gonna tell that story.
Well, I mean, if Abby wouldn't have bought them, I think I probably would have bought all three. But also, I've like, it's not like I had an emotional stake in them. I've never seen them before. If Abby wanted them, I was happy to just be like, "Well, you get them. It's fine." But one of us was gonna leave with them. So
sure.
Okay, this is amazing. SMphibians.
That's great.
That's an amphibians.
I love
that. Is so good.
Yeah.
Monsters from Beyond. That's really good.
Yep.
It's cool though, because you have like shoe collecting plus like figure collecting plus a crossover of a shoe company pairing up and making toys for their to advertise, which I think is cool.
With that guy's outfit, I bet he's gonna do a froggy style. Mm-hmm. I wish I wouldn't have said it.
I love the toys. I think they're very serious and cool.
He looks like he carries a lot of eggs on his back, you know?
Oh, God damn it. Hey, I got something to show off real quick.
That's a nature joke.
Frogs do. Yeah. They carry
plants. Yeah, that's a nature joke. I like that.
Check your hands for warts.
Yeah, turtles will just go to the beach and they're born there. All right. Hey, I didn't show this off a couple weeks ago, but we talked about this book. And a listener of the show, friend of the podcast, Jason Grahosky, sent it to us. This is the McDonald's Happy Meal Toy Guide. This was published in like the early 90s. This book is incredible. It has got me all jazzed up about possibly going down a rabbit hole of collecting different McDonald's Happy Meal toys. There's so, I mean, listen, we love our nostalgia. We love our vintage toys, but they don't make this stuff like they used to. So this is a really great book. Thank you, Jason, for sending that over.
Yep. A toy like we used to get back in the 80s, really cool, a Happy Meal would be $20 today.
True. There you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ray. Hey, let me show my pickups from the toy show real quick, and then Ryan will get to you. And sure. I know Abby's got a bunch more stuff.
Cool.
So I was able to pick up something that I've been looking for a long time, trying to find a decent deal on it. This is something that was very near and dear to my heart as a child. And, you know, I think we're going to talk about the way that some of these vendors handle their booths, but I found a vendor.
Is it a Defiant?
It's not a Defiant, but we saw somebody buying a sealed Defiant, which was insane. I found a vendor who seemed like he wanted to sell his figures and his toys. Whoa. And he was giving good prices and deals.
Holy shit.
Like he was looking to get rid of them.
Yeah, he was looking to get rid of this shit. So I bought the sealed WCW Toy Biz Monday Nitro Electronic Arena. As you notice, I'm handling this box because I actually
found out it was empty when you got home.
Yeah, I got home and it was not sealed. It was just an empty box. No, I put this together today. I had this. Actually, I think my younger brother had it. And I was when this came out, I was like at that age where it was like, God, let's let my younger brother get it. And I'll just lay claim to it. Cause like I'm growing out of toys. That stuck. So, WCW Toy Biz is a line I've really wanted to go hard on, and I'm going to. And I was super excited. These are normally $2 to $2.50 sealed. He had 100 on it, and was like, "Hey, I'll make you a deal." I was gonna just give him $100 because, like, that's more than that's like half of what you normally see this for. But he had another thing that I'd never seen before, which is another WCW.
Hold up. Before you leave that question,
Did
that come with any figures or was it just the ring?
Just the ring.
Okay.
That one does not come with any figures. Luckily, the Toy Biz WCW line is
it's inexpensive, but
it's
some
not
of the
too
figures,
bad. Yeah.
Some of those figures, I'm just going to say, just sorry, before you go to your thing.
No, go for it. Yeah.
Though some of those figures are awesome. Like the Toy Biz Hollywood Hogan and Nash and Raven. are like three to me that really stand out as like
those that whole line's awesome.
The whole line's cool. And then later in the line, there's a bunch of weird releases and repaints, and some of it can get kind of rare, but for the most part, it's pretty cheap. One thing I found, he made me a deal. He had this other sealed ring that I'd never seen, which was the WCW Super Brawl ring, which comes with Sting, Goldberg, Bret Hart, and a referee.
That's and cool.
I had never seen this before.
Patrick? What is his name? Neil Patrick?
Harris?
What was the Bret's name from WCW?
Oh, God. Nick Patrick.
Nick Patrick.
No, this guy's got blonde hair. Looks more like a Charles Robinson with a buzz cut. But anyways.
Oh, Little Nate.
This there's only one of these on eBay and it's up for $250. So it's pretty rare. You don't see these very often. I got both for $150. Now I'm gonna be really honest with you guys. This one's really rare, and the four figures it comes with, I can probably get loose. I might actually flip this one. I'm not gonna lie. I might sell it, but I'll give it a discounted price, might sell it for like $150, and therefore somebody gets a good deal.
Sell for 120 and keep the ref.
We'll just
do it as a
giveaway tonight.
I'm just gonna cut the referee out of the blast.
Yeah, just take your Charles Robinson out of there.
I like
how that sounds. Take your Charles Robinson out of there. Let me see it.
So I don't really need two WCW Toy Biz rings. I got the one that I really wanted. So we'll see. But he said take both for $150. I'm like, I know a deal. And Abby and Jake laughed at me because I walked around the corner holding these two rings like pizza boxes. It was pretty fun.
Cowabunga. Yeah.
He liked it, so we put two rings on it.
That's
good. Was it, Ryan? I think I'm going to get fired, too.
Yeah.
Craig Dukas says, anybody else play the YHS drinking game? Drink every time Jacob drinks with the cup seam side out. I don't even drink, and it's still fun. I didn't know about that game.
I didn't even notice.
I can see that game, yeah.
There's probably a pretty good bingo card. You can fill out watching any YHS or Toy Anxiety content.
For sure.
So those were my two pickups at the toy show. There was a lot. I saw a lot of good stuff, but that's the only thing I pulled the trigger on. Ryan, do you have some pickups?
I do have some pickups.
All right.
Couple were a Dollarama finds that I needed because I love them.
Ooh,
cute
Spider-Man in his black symbiote.
Kenner retro styles.
The retros, they were restocking them, so I found him and the Green Goblin.
Ooh.
Right? Very cool. Yeah. I jumped on these figures late, but I also jumped on them at $5 a pop, so that's okay. Speaking of taking advantage of discounts, I guess I'm an Ultimates guy now. I kind of dove into these.
Whoa.
Super 7.
Super 7.
Oh, congratulations, so, your highness.
I grabbed Prince John because of two Sir Hisses.
On a the Super 7 Big Bad Toy Store sale?
Big Bad Toy Store and Robin Hood.
Wow.
You know, it's funny you should reveal those. I might have a joke that is that goes along with that.
Ooh,
really? Let's hear it.
Make drinking game.
Let's hear it. It's time for
your
one,
drinks
right?
out.
Here we go. If your joke is relevant, let's do it.
So there was a huge sale on Super 7 Ultimates with reports showing that Big Bad Toy Store had so much overstock that they had no choice but to start selling them for what was reportedly called the price of a normal action figure.
Yeah, see, that's okay.
See, now if you were telling me like we're going to roast these like we're doing weekend update.
Yeah.
I would have killed it tonight, but yeah.
I'm glad to hear a laugh was nice. I feel
well, you know what? When you're funny, Craig, you're really funny.
Thank you.
But when you're not funny, it's awkward and it's weird.
Chat says you're getting better.
Everybody says getting better. Cool.
I like my little fan group that's like, hey. That was funny.
Jeff Morris.
When Abby makes that is a Beyonce good one. Joke.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, these are great. These are amazing. I haven't seen these in person, so I went for it. Plus, I love Robin Hood. So I was like, now that these are made, hey, Kyle, I need Euphoria and I need Maid Marian.
Euphoria.
Maybe a crossover.
Oh, God.
Got that sparkly.
God, now I'm all jazzed up now.
Yeah, because you got that laugh.
There's no better drug than getting a laugh.
Bomb for the first couple.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, that when people laugh at my jokes, it's better than sex.
Thunderhouse Design. To hear a laugh was nice.
Thanksgiving miracle.
A laugh was nice. That's amazing.
Anyways, Ryan, what else?
Oh, that's it. It's a small week.
Small
week. Next week might be a little bigger. I got a bunch of stuff coming in the mail.
Cool. Very cool. Well, those were some good pickups. So, there's not a whole lot of news.
Going to news, or are we going to the rest of Abby's pickups?
Someone's going to ask me if I have any fucking pickups.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
You tell one joke, you get one laugh.
Jesus Christ.
Right into the news. Let's go driving straight directly into the news.
Jacob, what did you get this
year? I'm
not showing them now.
No, you are.
Oh, what? So why do we have to pay for it? Because...
I forgot.
I shouldn't be punished for Craig.
To be honest, I'm
too big for the room.
I'm flustered because I thought those first two were killers. So.
Craig's like, one person laughed at Craig and he can't fucking do the rest of his show.
Jacob Walsh, you got some pickups this week.
Hey, I got this pickup. You kind of showed this off a little bit, but Matt Bush sent this thing along and I opened it up because it's amazing. So I don't even know what brand this is from, but this like dinosaur warrior dude, this guy is awesome. He's so cool. Badass and he looks cool and he's got good articulation and he's got all these little horns and shit. This thing's cool.
Yeah,
so thank you Matt Bush.
What is that line called? Somebody in the chat let us know, because I got it right here.
It's dinosaur battlefield is all it says on the box.
I love it.
Did you is that something you think you'll want to get more of? Because they are really cool.
Maybe. I'm going to check them out. Like, you know, at first I thought I would maybe just have a one-off, but opening it up, it's such a cool toy, and it's done so well. I might get another one of these. Sweet. I was laughing at that, too.
Abby stole Jake's S&M lizards. I love that we're just calling them S&M lizards now. And now gets XX from the show and tell. Not his birthday anymore, I guess.
Yeah. So this is cool. Yeah.
Sweet. That's
awesome. That's very cool.
Thank you, Matt Bush.
I got one more thing, and it's the only thing I got from this awful toy show that we went to this weekend. And it's a vintage 1970s Gigan. Very cool vinyl toy. It was funny going into the toy show. We ran into the guys from Second Chance Toys, and two of the guys who work at Second Chance, Chance and Kelly, both separately come up to me and they're like, "Oh, there's a bunch of Sifubi in there. You got to go." And I was like, kind of excited because there usually isn't Sifubi at the toy show. So I was like, "All right, cool. We're gonna get in there and check it out." There was Sifubi, but it was a lot of Sifubi that I don't collect. It was a lot of non-Godzilla stuff. It was like a tiny bit of Ultraman stuff, but it was a lot of stuff. I sent it to J.K., and even some of it, J.K. was like, "I don't know, whatever." So I was like a little bummed out, but one guy had a couple that I recognized, and he had this little Gigan. It's from the 70s. I thought it was really cool. So, yeah, picked him up.
Sweet.
You know who else it was cool?
Abby liked that
me,
one.
Yeah,
too.
Abby also thought it
was cool. Yeah,
I was like, I like those colors.
But you got the frogs. Yeah. I got the guy.
I got the frogs. Right. Got the guy again. Yeah, I almost bought
it
worked out.
I almost bought a Mean Gene toy this figure from that guy. But hey, I didn't like his prices. I didn't like where he was at. Hey, Jason Chrysler says I saw YHS at the Retro Toy Con. Was too starstruck to say.
Oh
hello.
Man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Always thanks. Say hi. Be
yeah.
careful around Jacob. You can say hi to the other two.
No, we say hi to me. I don't know.
Jake loves it.
Yeah.
No, Jason, we appreciate chatting. Your support, but please don't.
Put Abby on.
What are you saying? Please don't say hi
sure.
to us.
Please don't say hi to us. No, we're normal. We're the normal people.
I'll chat.
Say hi. They put their pants on one leg at a time.
Yeah, our butlers put our pants on for us one leg at a time. I've always said that.
I put my pants on my calico critters one leg at a time.
Wait, most calico critters don't have pants, do they?
A lot some of them do. Do. No, the
yeah, they
do.
Do.
They're
yeah.
most of them stand.
You're thinking
up, right?
of you're thinking of Muppets.
Yeah, you're thinking right. of Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of fully dressed animals in these packages mm-hmm. around me. Yeah.
Well, it's weird because they come fully dressed, and you're talking about putting their pants on, which means at some point you're taking their pants off. Abigail, you got some more pickup?
You ever notice that Kermit either goes naked or he's like
or fully clothed?
Fully clothed, yeah.
Yeah, that's like KK from Animal Crossing. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's just living his frog life.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
To each their own, yeah.
I just had a really good one go through my brain, but I just passed on it.
All right.
So
let's look at something I got at the toy convention. All right, I saw this guy. I breezed past this like one booth, and I saw it, and I was like, "Dude, I'm gonna come back and pick this up." It's the Grinch shower radio. Jim Carrey's The Grinch is obviously a fantastic and stupid and silly Christmas movie, and I love it. And this is called the on the side of the box. You'll see it's referred to as the Grinch Wet Tunes.
Nice. Says,
hang the Grinch from the shower head arm or use a wall mounting kit to affix the shower to the wall or just about anywhere. The Grinch Wet Tunes shower radio has a Mylar speaker and is water resistant, so those great AM FM sounds won't get drowned out. I might use it as a tree topper if I can.
Nice.
If we get a tall enough tree this year. Yeah, I think it's awesome. And also shower radio, it's so great if that's how I use it, if it still works after putting batteries. I need 3 batteries and 1 screw. And then I'll be able to put this guy together.
Do you guys still have like the radio station that comes on seasonally that just plays Christmas carols?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know.
I mean, I just put NPR on. Usually there's something good playing.
Hey,
I have modern technology. Nobody uses radio.
You don't use shower radio? You don't use Grinch tech?
Not anymore.
All the Who's down in Whoville who are something.
Can I show something special or is it some?
No, you have to show something special, but I want to address this. Matt Bush, if Craig shows an updated Star Wars chart, Ryan might have cause to roast him. I feel bad. I have not updated it since the last package, Matt. Next week, I will have a full update and shout outs for Matt Bush.
Gregory.
But yeah, Matt's the man. He's the dude right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the man, but he's the man. Someone's got to update their shit.
I know. Guys, there's a lot going on with the.
Come on, man.
You know.
Thanksgiving, you know, I think it's time birthday. For
Abby. Yeah. Abby has the same birthday as Joe Biden.
Yeah, can I show something meaningful?
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
It's
no, you really do.
All right.
Because we know a joke is going to follow this.
Jacob came up this weekend and surprised me with an extremely thoughtful present, which I'm going to take out and show you now. This is a Sylvanian family's carrot. It's stuffed, it's plush, and it opens up to what looks like the inside of my brain. If I open it up,
I did not know what you were going to say.
Oh, hold on. I lost Jar Jar.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Oh, okay. Hold on. And that's the inside of my brain looks like.
Cut away.
So it's a vintage Sylvanian family's plush carrot.
All right.
Yeah.
Cuteness overload carrot. Warning. You're about to all get overloaded. Okay, so there you go. There's 2 little babies, 2 bunnies. And then there's a Jar Jar inside, which is just awesome. And I want this carrying case to be like, I want to put a little strap on it and like wear it as a bag.
Yeah, that is carry really that cool. Around the airport. Yeah,
now, I will admit, I put the Jar Jar in there. Like, it didn't come with Jar Jar. That would have been
what?
Cool.
But well, yeah.
It did come with the bun.
Sylvanian families did not release a plastic Jar Jar.
No.
I do kind of wish they would do a
have
Star
small
Wars
clothes
line
on.
Of Ewoks.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish they would. I wish they would put out a Emmett Otter Calico Critters because they look like Calico Critters already.
Good mm-hmm. call.
Uh huh.
That's awesome.
I'll put a hole in that wash tub.
I would sell the tools for that.
Yeah. Dude, yes. I'd sit around and Pa.
I'd sit around and talk about how Pa was like left us with nothing.
Oh, but damn it.
Gee, Ma. He's like, gee, Ma. I really wish Pa would have left us some money.
he loved that snake oil.
What is it? What is it when the dude? I know there's a toy. Let's hit this
just real quick. David Sockrocker, this was in reference to what we were talking about selfie series earlier. Sorry, Mr. Chat. Toy Guru just announced he actually meant selfie series would be canceled. Yes, he said Motu Origins. He was talking about selfie series.
That's selfie selfie series origins.
It's like you as a baby.
Jake,
it's actually
what
just your parents. Just your parents, too.
Your mom.
It doesn't matter. I was just gonna talk about Emmett Otter, even though it has nothing to do with this
let
show.
Let him talk about Emmett
dude,
Otter.
We this love Emmett Otter.
Thanksgiving week.
We need well,
just, I was just gonna do say I like how I was just gonna say I like how mean everybody is in Emmett Otter without but they say it in a nice way. Like, what is it when the neighbor comes over and she's like I just came over to use my sewing machine that I let you borrow.
It's like Seinfeld.
Shots fired. Like, oh, yeah, everybody's get more pumpkins.
Oh, I came here to get those cookies that you owe me since you ate all my food.
It's a relatable story. I like it. Everyone's hardworking.
Plus, Abby, the evil band is awesome too. I would like
that. Oh, the Riverbottom Nightmare Band.
Yeah, Riverbottom.
Such a good a member that has to travel via aquarium is so cool.
Yeah,
and their car is so cool. If you haven't seen Emma Daughter's Jug Band Christmas, that is what we're talking about. It's available on YouTube, so go watch it. That's just
one watching. It'll change your life.
Yeah. It's Canadian.
Yeah, it will. It might make you cry, but also make you go, why is this something? And it's, I love it.
Abigail.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I do actually. Maybe I can like rapid fire through my last couple things. I went to Book Nook in Decatur on the day before my birthday with my pals, Hal and Jacob and Craig. And it was really fun. And I perused some books and I picked up this one book, which is the Movie Treasury horror movies. It's got a cool skeleton thing on the front and then like that on the back, and the pages are populated with just really, really cool still images from movies and behind the scenes things from famous horror movies. And I'm so excited to look through this and do a good read with some coffee over the holidays. That's going to be nice. And Jacob, you mentioned that you might have had that book as a child.
I think I did. Yeah, I need to do a flip through, but I was looking through it and I had a lot of like nostalgia and memories hit me. I think I might have had that book.
Yeah, so I'm happy to have it. It's definitely a book that I would not have had as a kid. So I'm happy to own it now. I also grabbed this little copy, a paperback of Carrie, which is just in good condition.
Sweet.
And it'll go along with my other Stephen King paperbacks. I also got this, which is a Seinfeld Universe flip through book.
Cool.
One of those old 90s ones that like doesn't take up the full page. Probably this has probably been in several bathrooms, so I should probably scrub it up. But I love this and I love Seinfeld.
Scrub it. Dip it in water.
Scrub it up, Carrie.
Yeah, dip it in water.
Because
do you want to show, if you want, you can save some stuff for Extreme.
Yeah. All right. I'll save the last two items for Extreme.
Cool.
Oh, we're pulling a geek dad life.
Cool.
One of them's really cool.
Paywall pickups tonight.
Good pickups, everybody. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So we're having some fun tonight. Obviously, it's Thanksgiving week. We all have actually a lot to be thankful for, but we're putting a toy anxiety twist. Let's get some stuff off our chest too. So this is a freestyle, a potluck, if you will. Whatever you want to bring to the table. If you got some grievances, bring it. If you got something you're thankful for. Because Abby told me, she was like, I can't. I can only write things I'm thankful for.
I will be the sugar. I'll be the sweetness. That's what
I say.
Yeah,
I have trouble with that, too.
Balance off the roast.
You guys are full of shit.
But
also,
I've got more.
I wrote all of Craig's jokes.
I've got more jokes.
I don't have any for myself.
Okay.
Let's kick us off, Craig.
No, I've done enough already. Jacob, let's start with you. Because I do have some. I got a couple good ones left.
We'll start with me. Yeah. You know, my first grievance, the first thing I want to talk about is like, why are toy shows getting bad? And maybe it's not all of them.
Not YouTube shows. He's talking about like,
No. Yeah. I mean like toy shows that you go to buy toys at, not like other YouTube shows. You guys are great. Toy shows are like, we drove to, you know, South Carolina to go to this toy show. And I'm just like, what a waste of time. Like, it's just like, you just got the same fucking vendors every time. And then it's like, they only bring a quarter of the shit they had at the last show. It's just thrown in a table. Like, nothing is set up where it makes any kind of sense. Nobody wants to sell anything. So the prices are double what they should be. Nothing is in good condition. It's like trash.
I've seen a lot of that.
It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, and I think there was a couple booths there that had good setups and stuff, but I think for me at a toy show, the best part is when you find a booth, like for instance, the booth that Abby got those vinyl figures from, that was the
best booth there.
Reason being, it was curated.
They had a variety. Yeah, they had a variety of things. It was set up in a way that drew your eye to this, to that, to this. It wasn't. Like some of these places, it looks like they have a bin and they just empty the bin in a corner and then say, fuck you, find a toy.
I think the pricing has gotten out of control because prices, if you pay attention to the pricing of toys and collectibles, stuff has come down a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People are still charging peak COVID prices. That's why I was so impressed to get a deal on these WCW arenas, because I'm so used to everybody want, like, to me, the point of going to a toy show is to not pay eBay prices. It's to find something in the wild and do some haggling and get a deal. Jacob, for instance, that Gigan you bought.
Yeah.
You tried to do a little haggle and it was annoying.
I tried to haggle. He wouldn't haggle at all. He wouldn't even take $20 off. Mm. And that is a little annoying. I still got the thing. Like, I still didn't overpay for that specific figure. I made sure I looked it up, but still, it's a toy show. Like, you're used to haggling a little bit. I wasn't asking him, you know, like, these toys are over $100.
Right.
Take $10 off. I don't care.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know, dude. It's like, it's not everybody, but no. I know that I have a very specific taste in figures. Listen, hold on. Craig, I want to pull up this. Craig Hoffman says, Jacob with the sad comments. I didn't even get sad comments for tonight because this whole episode is sad comments.
I am the one who sad comments.
Yeah, in this, I mean, we're all just having fun and like, yeah, fuck toy shows, but also I love going to toy shows.
Sure,
more than
they're
anything.
The best. They're the best.
But we're just having some, you know.
But I have a grievance.
We're nitpicking and stuff.
I have a toy show grievance.
Yeah.
And this is more of a specific, listen.
Pixel Dan's at all of them.
No. Dan's great.
We love
actually
Dan.
DM'd him. We didn't get a chance to talk, but we. He's always good to see him. He had a good line at his booth. People were excited to meet.
Yeah. Pixel. Well, that's why we didn't really get to say hey to him, because he was always busy.
Mm-hmm. But
too busy for YHS.
Too busy. Hey, really quick. The chat's enjoying this and people are like entertained. Yeah. So thank you so much for having a drink and watching us.
Yeah,
all.
There you go.
Appreciate that.
Hey, listen, everybody get your drinks in because you're all going to be with family in the next couple days. And we know
because Craig's going to tell more jokes.
And I'm going to tell more jokes. Ryan, Jake, I know you've probably seen this. Mm-hmm. Sorry, my lighting's all fuckered up.
Probably
tonight.
Because you keep changing it.
Okay. Oh, boy.
You were playing with Ricky. You need to get
off the message. How does it feel, Craig? How does
How
it feel?
How does it feel to treat me like you do?
No, Matt, listen. Ryan's package was supposed to be here today, was it not?
It was supposed to be here today, and something happened within customs, which is delaying it.
Right.
That sucks.
I'm excited to see whatever it is.
Yeah.
So next week, tomorrow, maybe then. I won't open it until next week, and then we'll just do a surprise unboxing.
Bingo, domestic. Hey, at least I didn't say, like, bang zoom to the moon, Abigail.
Oh, come on. All right. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Hey, listen.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Honeymooners,
it's
domestic violence.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's a it's an American.
He's
thing.
He's got a statue. It's
Cedric the Entertainer. Oh, no. Not the reboot. Listen, what I'm going to say is this: if you're a toy dealer who goes to the store and buys Marvel Legends and NECA and DC Multiverse to set up at a toy show and charge twice as much as those figures cost at Target, you're not somebody I would ever want to interact with in my life.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig, do you know what those are called?
What?
Scalpers.
But
yeah.
They're also not selling anything, though.
But how do they not know? Like, that's that kind of stuff. Maybe that stuff works on, like, Facebook Marketplace for moms who are trying to buy last-minute Christmas toys or something.
Sure.
But, like, a toy show, like, I feel like a good bit of the people going to toy shows are collectors that have serious collections, or they're looking for things that are harder to get. Maybe they want something vintage or rare. I don't think there's a giant group of people going, let me go to the toy show to buy shit I can buy at Target today. You know,
right,
I don't understand what their game is. Like, what? Surely they can't be, you know, rolling in the cash after a toy show.
No, mm-hmm. No. And it's annoying. Like, but you saw it this week. People aren't even stuff like it's again, that pandemic thing where like people are freaking out about MOTU Origins and G.I. Joe Classifieds and Real Ghostbusters Kenner Classics. And like, they're just sitting on all that stuff because it's not hard to find anymore. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we all have our pet peeves. I've noticed the chat was sounding off about something that I had jotted down, which is like an overabundance of Funko Pops.
Hey, I got a Funko Pop joke or two.
So do I.
Let's hear it. Let's hear some.
Well, I was talking about the stock price earlier falling to an all-time low. Funko's stock price has fallen so low that shares are now being sold to investors exclusively at Ollie's.
Wow. All right.
Jeez.
Go ahead and just do another. Try to get through this. Do another one.
Yeah,
you ever go to a toy show and you're like, is this a Funko booth or a landfill? No.
Whoa. What was that? That's not even on my list.
That was on my list.
What was that voice you did?
That's probably what ruined it. I did my like New York guy stand up voice.
All right, let me try.
Yeah. What is it with toy shows?
Well, this, hold on. Okay.
Everyone's a little embarrassed for Abby.
Okay, Abby, just chill
just a
out.
Little,
chill out
a little,
over there. Jesus
little
Christ.
Bit. Allison laughed. Thank you, Allison. Oh, wow.
What was the joke? Is this a Funko
booth? Funko booth or a landfill?
Even
I thought it was brilliant when I wrote it in the shower.
So did you guys see this yesterday?
Oh, dude, this is a must own.
Nick announced this John Bon Jovi figure. I might have wrote one about that.
I'm getting one for my buddy Paul out in Toronto.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Huge
here we go.
I thought
Bon
this
Jovi.
Was Sarah Connor.
Here we go. Here we go.
I thought it was Craig.
Shh, 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 shh. Here we go. Fans were shocked this week when NECA announced a new ultimate figure of legendary New Jersey rocker John Bon Jovi. The Slippery When Wet era figure includes accessories like interchangeable hands, a mic stand, and a clearance sticker.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Did you spend time writing these?
Yeah.
Is this the joke?
That's good. The figure's so stupid, it comes with its own clearance sticker. That's funny.
Thank you to everyone who's saying that my joke was okay. I appreciate you.
You guys are nicer to Abby than me. That's a fact.
I mean,
I'm nice
Craig,
to them.
Craig, that was one of your better jokes of the night so far.
Well, Abby, you want to hear the one that me and Abby got? Well, one more joke. Abby, I emailed you your joke earlier.
Oh, you did?
Now, Abby wrote this. We got into a fight about it over the punchline.
Get out.
So I just I gave it to her. I said, listen, I'm not arguing with you anymore.
And so you both have a version of the joke? Is that what's
no, I abandoned mine, but what I'll do is to give it some context, I'll show an image of the joke. So I don't know if you guys heard about this. This was a toy related news this week from Mego. Their new 2XL Cobot, the smartest next-gen interactive AI toy ahead of the holidays. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, that's Megan.
Yep.
yeah, very Megan.
Yep.
All right, Abigail, you're on the spot now.
All right. Mego Toys has announced a new AI robot called 2XL, which promises incredible features such as limitless conversation, multiple spoken languages, and independent thought. Look for 2XL this Sunday, co-hosting Geek Dad Life. It's fine.
It is funny, but I don't really know what the joke is.
It's the joke is that Jamie's a co-host. So it's going to be co-hosting Geek Dad Life.
But that's funny because it's like, it's funny because you're not talking
Ryan's
shit about
laughing.
The toy. You're talking shit about
Geek Dad. I'm just talking shit about Jay. I'm sorry, oh Jay. God.
You
that
set up
baby.
This whole thing. You set up this whole thing, and then you're like, "Fuck Jay Gladfelter."
By the way, I think
that
Abby.
So
do you want?
Weird.
Abby's co-hosting this week. Actually, that's not a cheap one.
Oh shit! Yeah, you're right. I actually am going to send 2XL in. Just kidding, Jay. I love your show and your whole family. And everybody's great.
We
got a super chat. I did. Davey Sockrocker.
You just killed Ryan.
That's so mean.
I broke Ryan.
I didn't think it was mean. I thought it was like, it's funny because I don't know what it is
funny.
But
it wasn't.
It's very funny.
Yeah, it's great.
But Abby, you are hosting Sunday night. And no, I'm not doing it for you. So
oh, yeah. Dude, I'm going to show
I'm not subbing in.
XL. I'm going to wear your Megan costume.
Yeah. Yeah. Abby's saying that even a toy can co-host
what,
that
that's
show.
That's not the premise. The premise.
Wow.
I thought wow. it didn't hurt anyone. I try not.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, all of you! I'll
Dan Larson's Dan Larson's catching strays from Abby on toy anxiety. I'm just going after toy companies. Abby's just trying to make it personal.
Oh, fuck!
Good stuff. Good
stuff. Yeah, he's gonna come out with a video tomorrow morning. Is my reply to Abigail Gardner?
You know,
I know.
Okay.
It's in jest.
We know. Everybody knows.
Everyone. Hey,
it's just
you're fine. We're all good. Okay. All right. Abby, do you have something to talk about?
Oh, do we have any more stuff to go over? Mine was just going to be a closeout.
Okay, yours is a closeout. Ryan, you have anything on your mind that you need to get off your chest?
I don't know. I didn't really think about it.
What the fuck?
What? Oh.
Cool. Hey, guys. Episode's over. Hi.
Thanks, Joel.
Well, we're at an hour. It's been a good hour, everybody. We're hitting our 1 hour.
We're at an hour. That's insane.
We are at an hour, but I don't know. I've got nothing like.
All right. Well,
Father came out with another Batman this week, and I guess we're just gonna buy another Batman. I guess
We're gonna stay tuned to Gotham City tonight.
I do have a couple. Jokes. I got some McFarlane jokes. If you
Let's hear a McFarlane.
All right, let's hear him. Let's hear Craig's jokes.
No. We'll get to him. Jake, what's the next on your list? I want to hear it. Because I think yours are good conversations.
Wait, we had to like make a list?
Ryan, you were working
on it. We had a whole conversation to figure out what this episode was going to be.
Sorry, I was making something so you could have content every other week.
I was going to dress up like Kathleen from Thanksgiving.
Ghostbusters Radio, where like nothing to talk about until the trailer drops.
Holy shit, I'm about to pass out.
What, are you playing that game you played as a kid?
No. Oh my God.
Is Craig okay?
I'm genuinely concerned.
He actually
is
okay,
Craig
though?
Okay? He's actually going away.
He wants some water.
Well, I guess he got annoyed. Craig's mad that nobody.
No,
did
he's not. Before. He's not. I think he.
He's
okay. He's doing like the Nathan Lane from The Birdcage when he's like, "Are you okay?
No.
I'll be right back."
Okay, so Jake, hang on. Maybe we'll just remove Craig.
Let's remove them. Something's happening.
Jake, what's next on your grievances list?
Oh my God. Well, you know, we were supposed to just write down like fun things to kind of have grievances about. And the two small things I put on there is that I'm tired. Ryan, I think you could agree with me with this, but I'm tired of this like real scan technology for toys.
Leave it to Hot Toys. I'm with you on this.
I hope in the new year we can kind of move away from all these like dead-eyed realistic figures where everything just looks soulless and maybe maybe just be fun again. I want to have fun.
You want the return of Kenner.
Yeah. I want Kenner to come back. I want old Toy Biz figures. I want toys that like I don't care if they don't necessarily look exactly like the person. I just want them to look fun and have some kind of charm in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm 100 and I want the return of giant accessories that clip onto their arm.
Like guns and stuff that like make no sense.
Yeah, like a missile with a net on it that doesn't work.
Well, I mean, they tried to do that with those Jurassic Park toys recently.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Well, I know they came out with like a retro style packaging for the dinosaurs.
Well, that's what. Yeah, but the toys also they had retro Jurassic Park figures. That came with a giant missile launching gun, but the figures were just the figures that already exist. You know what I mean? So they didn't look any different. They were just the same dumb toy with retro packaging and giant weapons.
Yeah, because it would have been cool if they just came out with like an updated Kenner Alan Grant.
Yes, that's what I want. I like that. You know, all those Kenner toys, even though they all kind of look similar and they were reusing a bunch of the same parts, they're just so much more fun.
Oh,
Well,
on tonight's very special episode of Toy Anxiety.
Jesus fucking Christ. I literally fainted.
Oh, what?
I was.
Was that that funny?
I was laughing so hard that my whole brain went blank and I literally like.
I think it had to do with your oxygen intake, but.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He's okay,
Christ.
Folks. It's all right.
This has to be a I'm okay. I've got some water, but literally it's happening.
Can you borrow some of my blood pressure medicine or something?
I hope I didn't bring down the what were you guys chatting about here?
Not
oh,
you.
We were
what
like
you talking about.
We were going, oh my God, I think Craig has to go to the hospital.
We were talking about how bad the Hasbro real scan technology is and how tired I am of all these like soulless figures.
Yeah, I mean, how do I jump back into this after my minor medical emergency? Guys, I'm fine. Guys, this is let me address this and we can move on.
Sorry. That's what made me laugh too.
This has happened to me once or twice in my life. I don't know what it is. It's not something that I'm not worried about it. I was laughing really hard. I went to catch my breath. And I think the last thing, Abby said something about making myself pass out, which made me laugh even harder. So. We're good. Guys, we'll be fine. The show goes
Proof
on.
Proof that Abby is the funniest here.
Yeah. Sure, now sure. That sad commenter will be happy because you won't be able to just go on with your jokes.
Don't make him laugh. He'll pass out.
Right. This is actually
don't have too much fun.
This is me being upset that people weren't liking my jokes, so I decided to cause a scene.
He's faking being sick because he wants the attention.
People will laugh.
I'm going to throw up.
I seriously think I'm going to throw up. No, I would say if we've all been at a wedding party where it's hot and you lock your knees and you pass out. That's literally never happened to me. We can, guys, I know the chat. Guys, I will go get checked out. I promise you, but I'm going to continue the show. I have water.
We're going to need some super chats for those American bills.
Yes, exactly. We need to pay the health insurance. Mm-hmm. Thunderhouse, you guys are so funny. This is about me. I'll show them. This is greatest night in the history of TV. No, that's what Chris Rock said after he got hit. What were you guys talking about? Selfie series?
Yeah, no, not selfie series. We're doing some grievance about not all toys, and I don't want to single out Hasbro because Hasbro does, I collect some things from Hasbro.
Sure.
But just in general, how my specific collecting has kind of moved away from all of these toys that are like trying really hard to be as realistic as possible.
Right.
Because I don't think in a 6-inch figure, I singled out Hasbro's like technology for their scanning. Cause I just don't think it looks great. And it takes something away from the toys to me. And
there's a reason why like Marvel Legends figures based on comic books, and comic book characters and animated characters look so much better than anything where it's trying to replicate an actor's face.
Right.
I think it's hard because the sculpting, like NECA, Super 7, other companies that have like really intricate sculpting and more expensive figures can
it's
do
like the
portraits.
It's almost now, I don't know, maybe it's shitty of me to say, but it's almost like the difference between looking at like sculpting / scanning a face and just it's almost like, you know, the difference between like an artist painting a picture and then like an AI type.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like you can tell that there's not as much, you know, there's not as much work behind it. I'm not trying to demean any of the work that Hasbro or NECA or any of these people actually do, but it's just like you can look at it and tell, and it's just
I mean, I think about
I'd rather
the,
have this over I, here.
I think about the NECA retros, like the retro style figures they do. They all have these like the Miyagi Karate Kid figures, like the best looking figure I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Like they're very intricately sculpted. And I will say this, like Star Wars Black Series, before they started doing the real scanning figures, looked not even like humans.
Right. So it's they like, were rough. Sure. Yeah.
Like if you go back and look at like the first
Last Jedi, the Last Jedi figures, like the Poe Dameron.
Oh, the Force Awakens, dude, the Rey, the yeah, oh, there's some rough boys out there. That's okay. It's a good topic though. I think it's something people it's my reason. But then you think about like G.I. Joe Classified, where they're kind of like they're not based on any real person and they're just really good sculpts. Like all those figures look really good. So it's kind of a,
yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than when you get like that Black Series Luke Skywalker. It's just like soulless. Just there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyways, cool. Well, what else? I hope that I didn't ruin the flow of the show, guys.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's okay. Yeah, it was, I mean,
we had a vibe going.
It's fine. Yeah.
We're all okay, and we care about each other very much.
We have some super chats.
People are donating to Craig.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm gonna be fine. Davey Sockrocker 49 for the Craig Fund. Hasbro should have let buyers animate their selfie series and not be a true life sculpt. That's interesting.
Yeah,
that would cost way more. But
contributions to Craig's doctor visit from Video Power Game. AJ quit Craig's. The beef persists. Oh, that was from earlier. Maybe I think what happened was I was so if we let's do like 30 seconds of analysis, then we'll move on. I was laughing really hard. It was a combination of things. First, Abby's joke killing, and then everybody laughing about the whole Geek Dad Life thing. I was just laughing. And then Jake yelling at everybody for not doing the work for the show. I was laughing even harder.
No, he's
then,
yelling at me.
I know. And then Ryan talking about the work he's doing in his day job. So we have content for why. I was just like, I want to go back and watch. I was like,
it was like the most YHS moment.
Yeah, it really was.
It was like everybody dialed up to 11.
Yeah, it was a lot. It's like we need to calm the fuck down. Mm-hmm. Flash,
ooh, a calm down. That's a
glad you're okay. How did the floor taste? It was great. Abby cleaned it today.
I did actually.
Jacob, do you have any other anything else on your list?
No, I'm not carrying this whole show. It's somebody else's turn to.
Yeah, someone's getting all right. Overtime.
Well, I've heavy lifting pay. I think I'm gonna save the rest of my jokes for extreme. let's see. Yeah, I think I'm gonna. Actually, I only have like one or two left anyway. So actually, I only have one left, and it's definitely for extreme. So okay, well that was fun. Abigail, what do you got?
Yeah. Well, thanks to the chat for all of your concern and everything. Craig is okay. Just to cover that. And it was pure joy and elation.
Let's keep talking about it.
Okay.
Easy E says, make Craig laugh so hard he goes the way of the weasels and Roger Rabbit. Yeah, Abby, what do you got?
If you got time, can you draw that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess this is a little bit of an awkward segue. I was going to read off my Abby's Turkey Day 2023 shoutouts, Volume 1, which I wrote out. Just to say thank you to certain things that I feel like shouting out because I like doing that. I've been feeling super grateful lately. So yeah, here we go. My first thing, Baldur's Gate 3, that game. I'm thankful for it, shouting it out because it challenges me and has revived old parts of my brain that loved RPG and fantasy. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I created a character last night and I'm kind of getting into the format of the game, which is like D&D style. And it's really fun and it's different for me and it makes me really happy. So those of you out there playing, you can like add me or whatever. Next thing that I'm shouting out is Retro Toys.
Get Kyle's mom to buy you a new setup for Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, definitely. all right. Next shout out goes to Retro Toy Con for providing me with 3 rubber frogs that I never knew I needed. After that, the Plaza Theater for being such a hidden gemstone and sanctuary for moviegoers who partake in film like some might attend church. Next shout out to all the pasta I ate from 246 Anyalodi to cold sesame noodles from Golden Buddha. I was eating well as hell this weekend and relishing every bite. What's up, Junior's Pizza? I see you because I had Junior's Pizza on Friday. It was really good.
I was like, are they here? Okay.
Friend, I'm shouting out friends like Hal, Jake, Ryan, JJ, Trevor, Kyle, John, AJ, Julia, Kayla, Attack Beater, yada, yada, yada. The list goes on. I'm really grateful for friends who take the time to make me feel special on my birthday. And it means a lot because secretly that day is sometimes hard for me. So thank you. Next, Craig, I shout you out because you know what you do. and I love you and I appreciate you.
What does that mean?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And hey, hey, finally, shout out to YHS Toy Anxiety and the chat. We would not have this platform without all of you who watch and comment or who stay quiet and just lurk. We appreciate all of you. Without our listeners, we would just be talking to ourselves, and that's just a fact. Friends make everything sweeter, so thank you for watching us tonight and for being a part of something I think is pretty fucking special. Gobble, gobble. Happy New Year.
Hey, that was really nice.
That was really
that
nice.
Redirected the end of the show for everyone.
But hold on. I'm going to call you out real quick. You got to read off some of your grievances that I know you wrote earlier because they're funny. She's acting like she didn't start doing roasts, but you have a couple that were really good. I think they were about the toy show specifically, even though you put
them. Yeah, I will. For one was stop playing Lynyrd Skynyrd at your booth. The other, whatever happened to the thrill of the hunt? These dealers who bring out the whole line of something specific I'm looking at stress me out. Let me peruse. Let me wander. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of a, not really a joke, but also don't announce that this is the fun room if you're in an annex from the main show. I'll be the judge of that.
Oh, yeah. That's some. Hey.
Welcome to the fun room.
That's something that happens anytime that you're at a toy show and somebody's booth gets like set up in a side room, yeah, or like outside of the main room.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is where it's really at. It's like, no, it's not.
No, the main room is where it's really at.
Yeah, yeah.
Lastly, keep bin stuff in bins. Stop overpricing bin shit individually. I shouldn't have to overpay for having bad taste.
Nice. That's really a good call. Thank I like you. That yeah. one.
There you go.
Yeah.
I actually agree with that too. Let your bins be bins.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't be bin shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Let your bins out. Be proud.
Well, because some tables, like, they try to make it seem like they have more than they actually have, so they scatter everything out, and it's a lot. Like kind of Jacob was saying earlier, it's a little, sometimes it's a lot of not great stuff.
Yeah, when you have a good bin, know you have a good bin. Just let it be a bin.
Yeah, let us get down on our knees and dig.
Yeah. It's our right, yeah, as Americans, or humans.
Okay, so we've got about 15 minutes left, and we'll do some extreme tonight. I want to do something a little bit different. Let's go for the last 15 minutes. We don't have sad comments tonight. We don't have a giveaway, but let's go to the chat. Let's keep it toy centric. You tell us what you're thankful for or what you have grievances for, and we'll talk about it. Does that sound good?
Sounds sure. great. Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. In the meantime, let's talk about Patreon. Abigail, you want to take that?
Yeah, for $5 a month, you can sign up and hang out with us tonight after this show. We'll be streaming for like 30 minutes to an hour talking bonus stuff. We'll discuss the behind the scenes of everything that you saw tonight on this show. So definitely sign up for that. You'll also get a ton of our old episodes. You'll be getting a backlog of really high quality YHS Patreon stuff. Things that were just Jake and Craig and I doing movie reviews all the way up to all sorts of content that you can go and unlock. So sign up and check us out.
Oh, thank you. Patreon.com/yeshavesome. All right. So let's get into the user generated comments here. And we'll have some fun here. Okay, Daniel Quay says, grievance that Super 7 sales means now I have to buy the rest of the Silverhawks. Okay. That's interesting. Have you guys experienced this where you had no, I know Jake has, we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
It's like when you're not planning on buying something or collecting a line, but a price slash happens and you end up feeling like obligated to. Have we all gone through that?
Well, it's like sometimes you might see a toy line and you like it, but you go back and forth on whether or not you like it enough to make the room for it or spend the money on it. And then if a price cut happens, you're like, well, fuck, that's like a sign, you know, now it's cheap. So cheap that I don't care. And you just got to buy it.
There you go. I like that. Ryan, you were holding up those retros. Is that an example of a line you weren't going to buy until they had it at the dollar store?
Yeah. Well, hang on. I think I'm freezing up here a little bit. But
yeah.
Regardless,
I thought you were just like right? no selling Craig and just ignoring you.
I was like, guys, I need your help more than ever.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's exactly what these are. I wasn't going to get these at all. And then they started showing up at the dollar store. And I'm like, well, getting them all. So yeah, I've been there. I have been there. That's also why I didn't start getting the Turtles. Like, after even we had Kyle on, the first thing I did was go to Big Bad Toy Store, and I was like, oh shit, I'm buying every Turtle now. And then I was like, don't do it. I think I'm just going to get that Leo, that Mikey, the Donnie. But I was like, I can't be creating new giant.
I kind of had the same thing with the Super 7 sale, where I used to have a bunch of the TMNT Super 7s and I sold them, and then all these things went on sale and I was like, oh, do I? Like, is it dumb to not? If there's a whole wave of TMNT Super 7, is it dumb to not buy it at $100? Like, I feel like it's irresponsible to not buy it. Yeah, that's what I was going through.
Hey,
Speaking
of Big Bad Toy Store, I got one more grievance.
Sure. Oh, let's hear it. Oh yeah.
I don't like when they don't warn you that they're about to take a bunch of money out of your bank account, even though you pre-ordered something from Big Bad Toy Store. I don't remember when. It was probably during an episode of the show. But I pre-ordered something. I don't know. Feels like so long ago. And then today I just like got a message from PayPal saying you spent $147 on Big Bad Toy Store today. And I was like, excuse me, what the fuck did I do? And I went and looked and it was like, your pre-order shipped. And I'm like, oh, cool.
The worst is when the PayPal notification pops up on your phone, but your phone's locked. So you don't see what it is. It just says PayPal. Like, I literally, like, I turned my phone off. I'm like, I can't.
Hey, everybody in the chat knows exactly what I bought. Yes. Yep. The Headless Horseman.
Yes. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody got that same thing today.
Hold on, though. Hold on. Davey, you're saying they do send out emails letting you know it's processing soon. Yeah. But I checked, and the email that was sent that says it was processing soon was sent earlier today, just before they took the money out.
Yeah. It's usually like a 3-day window.
Everyone needs to start praying. Now Cal doesn't want to give us pizza face.
Ooh, we should do a pray for pizza face shirt. Oh, by the way, you know what? Let me plug something else real quick, and then I've got a super chat to acknowledge. Our t-shirt store is at belowthecollar.com, and I'm going to put the link in to the chat right now. So unfortunately, Below the Collar is closing, so we're going to have to find a new vendor for shirts. But they're doing a Black Friday sale, I think 20% off everything. So you guys buy some
merch.
Yeah, if you want to,
it's going to be gone for a while.
It's going to be gone because we got to rebuild a store and do a whole thing. But if you want, let's see, Black Friday sale, 20% off everything. It goes till November 27th. So yeah, if you want a YHS shirt or Toy Anxiety shirt, take advantage of the little discount there. There you go. Okay, Ray Cameron says $10. Go get some DQ, dude. That'll
thanks.
It
Ray.
Could be a blood sugar thing. I don't know. I haven't eaten that much today, so we'll see.
It probably is. I've realized that a lot of the times Craig just eats one meal a day.
Yeah, I'm a one meal man.
And that's probably not the
best. Yeah, that's not good, Craig.
For your body.
All right.
Abby. Diet Coke and no food.
Yeah, Diet Coke is not.
You know what? Hold on. I'm fucking sick of it. It's Coke Zero. You've been saying Diet Coke all night.
If
you're going to roast him, get it accurately. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. let's see. I'm coming through the chat. Allison says, amen to the Skittered thing. That was from earlier. From Abby's. Stop playing Lennon Skittered at the booth. Davey says, I hate booze playing me. Oh, I'm sorry. Was there one up I didn't see?
Yeah, but it's just something I thought was funny. I just popped up. Use promo code Craig is down for free shipping.
It's like Blackhawk down, but it's me. Okay.
Craig is not working.
Sorry, guys. I was trying.
Craig is down.
Craig is down. we should read. I don't know what this is. Okay. Thanos or Thomas Crosby says thankful for Ninja Turtles. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely. Did you know that there are turtles on sale from Super 7 at Big Bad Toy Store?
So we heard. Yeah, turtles, yeah.
Go grab yourself some turtles. Grab yourself several sets.
The Randalorian. Yeah. Grievance. If I keep seeing retro re-releases and we all have retro toy pricing. If I keep seeing re-releases and we all have retro toy pricing, I don't know if I get that.
No, but it should also have retro toy pricing?
Maybe. We need a clarification on that one. Okay. Jeff Morris, thankful for good jokes. That's for Abby, I think.
Yeah, for
You're
sure.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Monsters Beyond, thankful for a shipping notice on my $500 purple kitty cat. Whoa, what is that?
Oh,
what?
That would be the Mondo. Mondo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. And then Kyle had one on Grievance. I had no self-control and bought Mondo Panther, and now he's here and I don't know where to put him. I love
those. Those are arriving already? Those are just like ready to go?
Oh, yeah, because Attack Peter even kind of said like on his, I believe it was on his show last week, and he was telling people like, hey, there's like a certain amount that are like ready to ship and ready to go.
Right. Guys, that is one of my favorite things when a company puts up an order for something and it's like, oh, I don't have to wait a year or two for this. Yeah. It's just going to be here. That is the best feeling ever.
I love that this grievance is with something he did to himself.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
Let's see. Cone filler confused or grievance Walmart exclusives. Yeah, I think exclusives are always tough for people. I get it.
Get that Black Manta though, if you can find it.
Flash grievance, crazy prices on 3 3/4 figures out of hand. Thankful for the show and all the hosts. Well, we're thankful for you, Flash.
Yep, I agree.
Thank you, and I do agree that sometimes those small figures can be too much money.
Davey, thank you for the super chat. I'm thankful for Toy Anxiety, the number one toy show. Thank you.
Oh, is that thank you. Official? Really...
There you go.
Not us.
Number 8 in hobbies in Canada.
Yes, we found out recently.
16.
Toy Anxiety. I think we're number 30 in hobbies in America. So there you go.
Wow.
30 in hobbies.
Video Power Gaming. eBay store. Thankful for NECA Turtle Van and Ghostbusters Red Jackets. Yeah, I think. Oh, man. We'll do a couple more and then we'll head out, guys. Alice and Troy. whatever you're laughing at, highlight next, Jake. Grievance. Bad Mattel Distro on Motu Origins and lack of Princess of Power grateful. Completed my mint. Vintage Empire Strikes Back coloring book collection. Holy
oh,
shit.
Oh, that's cool.
That,
sound, wow.
That sounds like it's very nice. Alley.
Where that'd we be an easy at? Coloring book because everything's snow.
It's AJ Quick, General Grievance. This will be a fine addition to my collection. It's good.
I was going to show chat, Stanley's Toy Channel. I'm thankful for good friends and shows like this, which got me back to doing videos again and showing why I love collecting.
I love that. Yeah. Awesome. Oh. Well, another super chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Johnny.
From old Johnny.
I'm way back in the chat trying to catch up. Johnny Cock, I'm thankful for learning about Sifubi from Jake and Jay and now have fun toys that truly look like toys but are also pieces of art you can hold. You guys are doing a service there.
We appreciate you. And he got to meet Jay. He got to hang out with Jay. Last weekend or
Jay and Johnny Cock.
Yeah.
Not fair.
Very cool.
Yep. Johnny Cock gets to hang out with all the rare Toy Anxiety appearance.
Yeah, some are rarer than others.
Yeah.
Some are more rare than others.
You get just Craig, that's the most common.
I'm the common, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I'm 2% two per case.
Yeah, 2 per case.
Jacob's a chase.
I'm 1 per case, and Jay Key is 1 or none per case.
Yeah, there you go.
1 or none.
None per case. Right, you can't get it. You're not guaranteed.
You can't predict it.
Randall says, I'm thankful for this channel of true toy fans and for the laughs I get here, even Craig's attempts at stand-up. Need the funny, so you four are who we are going to call. Well, that was really nice.
Yeah, very thanks. Cool. Nice.
Thank you.
Man, lots of great comments. Dude, the chat, we're not going to be able to get to everything, but we'll do some more on Extreme.
Yeah, I got more stuff to show off for Extreme, so sign up for that.
So, thanks, everybody. This was fun. Johnny Cock, Jay Keys lives 5 miles from my sister. All right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. Johnny has a sister?
That's what you took from it? Oh, my God.
Guys, I think tonight's episode will go down in history as something.
Most chaotic.
As a show, that was on
Jeffrey.
It will go down as deleted from the feed.
No,
yeah,
no.
Y'all,
no edits.
You try and check this thing in an hour, it's going to be edited.
There you go.
It's gone.
Really?
No. I don't think there's any edits. I can't wait to go back and watch the part where I say, I think I'm going to pass out and I disappear from screen. And then Abby, guys, I want to say something about Abby. I'm going to say one thankful. I am thankful for my wife, Abigail Gardner, who in the moments where she should be most concerned, it always comes off as like aggravated. So she came into the kitchen. She goes, "What's going on?" And I said, "I'm going to be okay. Let's just get back on the show." And she goes, "Well, they cut us off." And I said, "I thought you guys ended the show."
And oh, then,
no, we're still going.
Yeah, let's put the chat through panic. Well, we got to go. The show has to end.
But I'm very serious that she took care of me and brought me water and was very concerned. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That. And thank you for having the best joke of the night.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Abby's the funniest one here.
Thank you.
And lastly, let's go to John Yerkeba. Thank you, Jason. It's in Discord. The clip's in there.
Oh my God.
and I don't know if this is supposed to be a joke or a typo, but we'll end with John Yerkeba. One of the most episodes that ever, for sure.
Yeah, he's right.
That's a good way to put it.
Well said. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John Yerkeba, part four.
Jason Kreiser, she wasn't just aggravated. She was also making fun of you on camera. So I can't wait. This is going to be
fun. But it was funny.
There you go. And Abby, you'll be tuning in, or everyone should tune in to see you guest host Geek Dad Life this Sunday night, Toy Geeks Live.
Heck yeah.
It's going to be good.
Look at this hot toy that was just announced.
Oh, wow.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
So like is that an animated series Spider-Man or just a classic Spider-Man?
Yeah, that's a 90s animated Spider-Man.
Wow.
Look at that little goblin.
Holy
Let's
wait, it's a little goblin, so it looks like he's in the distance?
Correct.
Or...
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Let's talk about it on Extreme, shall we?
Let's do Spider-Man.
Right, I do like Spider-Man.
Okay, let's do it. All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
happy
stay safe America out there.
Don't eat turkeys tomorrow. Bye.
Love you all.
Have gravy made out of not meat. Jake.
Thank you.